At 10 strikeouts in 6 innings of work, San Diego whipped Milwaukee, the best team in baseball, 11-2, the win to ex-Dodger Walker Buehler, who pitched 6 innings. The Padres are now tied for the last NL wildcard spot. Philadelphia was beaten, in fact shut out, in its game at St. Louis 2-0. Arizona lost at home 3-2 to Colorado. Tampa Bay won its 8th straight game 12-4 at the A's. Rays hit 6 home runs, Junior Caminero with his 35th, Atlanta's Matt Olson with his 35th homer. The Braves shut out the Mets 4-0. San Francisco and the Angels with home wins. Toronto and the Yankees as well. Yanks sent Seattle to a 5th straight loss 4-1. Toronto sent Boston to a 4th straight loss 5-3. And the Vikings named Kyler Murray as their starting quarterback this year.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Omacaterra Ag Group founder Scott Bozzo says California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act could ultimately remove 500,000 to 1 million acres from production as farmers adapt to limited groundwater supplies. With roughly 8.2 million irrigated acres, some California growers are leaving fields unplanted, reducing orchard development, or using land for groundwater recharge. For more, go to the American Farmland Owner podcast at AmericanFarmlandOwner.com. Well, farmer sentiment improved in July, ending 3 consecutive months of decline as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer Index jumped from 113 points in June to 126 in July. The index of current conditions rose by 20 points, while future expectations increased 11. 46% listed high input costs as their biggest concern. 30% said crop or livestock prices would be their biggest challenge in the next 5 to 10 years. Well, the International Fresh Produce Association is asking federal health officials to expand how they investigate cyclospora outbreaks. In comments submitted to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, IFPA recommended that investigators consider more than food-related exposures, including drinking water, recreational activities, wastewater, and other environmental factors. The group's recommendations come as public health agencies continue investigating elevated cyclospora cases in several states.
This year, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait, early registration ends August 14th.
Need to sell equipment? DPA Auctions makes it simple. American-owned and serving farmers, contractors, and dealers for over 50 years. DPA connects equipment owners with thousands of bidders through nationwide online auctions every 2 weeks. DPA sells your items right from your driveway or lot at some of the lowest rates in the industry. That's more value for your equipment and more money in your pocket. Try us today and figure out why thousands are choosing DPA. Visit DPAauctions.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading, and government bond yields are retreating after inflation cooled modestly in July. Consumer prices increasing 3.4% year over year, which was down from June and in line with economists' expectations. On a monthly basis, consumer prices increased 0.1%. Today's report is critical data ahead of next month's Fed meeting, with investors divided on whether officials will hold rates steady or raise them by a a quarter percentage point. Stocks tied to AI are among the biggest gainers today, following blockbuster earnings results from cloud computing company CoreWeave and server company Supermicro Computer. And shares of Wendy's are surging 15%, following a Financial Times report that said that activist investor Nelson Peltz's Trian Partners was preparing a bid to take the fast food chain private. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
What's a better way to control crime? Take guns away from law-abiding citizens or impose mandatory sentences on criminals who use guns? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Yesterday, I talked about the odd proposal by President Ford's new Attorney General, Edward Leavy, to put strict federal controls on the use of guns in urban areas which have high or rising crime rates. Mr. Leavy's proposal would limit even more the already limited protection law-abiding citizens have in those parts of the country where they need it most. I believe the proposal would also be a clear and unconstitutional infringement on the rights of the states to govern their own internal affairs. Mr. Leavy, in his eagerness, seems to have overlooked this. Let's hope he has second thoughts. Let us hope also that he gives serious thought to how we can control crime, violent crimes, without infringing on the hereditary and constitutional rights of a free people. There are two ways to do this. Steps can be taken at all levels of government, local, state, and federal, that are aimed at the lawbreaker, not the law abider. They aren't new steps. They involve swift and sure punishment for those who are convicted of using deadly weapons, guns, knives, clubs, and so forth, in the commission of crimes. In 17th century England, highwaymen using loaded guns were executed. Nobody suggests that we go that far today. But I believe it's imperative that every government, state and the federal, set mandatory prison sentences for persons using guns in the commission of crimes. Any person using a gun for criminal purposes should have the most stringent conditions attached to any possible parole, too. I believe that criminals using guns should be barred from ever owning or using guns again. It should be made very difficult for such persons to incur any new debts to society. Many judges, many government officials, and many citizens need to revise their thinking about the reason for laws and about the need for prisons. It seems to me the main purpose for prisons is to protect the law-abiding members of society from those who would prey upon them. A secondary purpose is to punish criminals, with the idea that punishment is a deterrent to future crime. A third reason is to rehabilitate. But the fact is that rehabilitation is largely a myth. Some persons can be trained so they can earn honest livings. Perhaps a few will even come to know the error of their ways. But let's not kid ourselves about the overall effectiveness of rehabilitation. And let's not lose sight of the main purpose for putting people in prison: the right of society to protect itself from those who would disobey its laws. It's likely there would be less crime in America if more tough judges were appointed. if sure and swift justice were meted out, and if more violent criminals were jailed. I, for one, would be grateful if the Attorney General would concentrate more on getting criminals behind bars and worry less about ways to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. Today I have Attorney Extraordinaire Stu Jenkins on the show. And I'm going to tell you part of the reason I have Stu Jenkins on the show. Even though his primary practice is not election law, he has a background in election law. And in years past, he also used to do quite a bit with family law. He doesn't do it anymore. But he primarily, you're not a family law attorney. Are you back to doing that again?
Oh, no. No, I did 40 years of family law. But that was not the only thing I did. It was a big part of my practice. I actually became a certified specialist in family law, which meant I had to take another bar exam. And I did that for quite a while. When I first got out of law school, I went to work for what I thought was the premier family law and civil firm in the county. It was Donnelly and McKinsey, and I was there for about a year, and then I went out on my own, became a deputy public defender, and we can talk about public defender. There's a crisis in public defender's offices in California, which CalMatters has reported on. And
we'll go through that during the show today.
And I'm honored that you'd have a host from a radio show on a different station here talking to you about this. I have my own public policy show that airs on weekends, and we just had the CalMatters reporter who did about a three-year investigation into the public defender's systems in California.
CalMatters does a very, very good job at watching, especially California government. Mm-hmm. And the reason I have you on the show, the primary reason is you have a background. There's a number of things I want to talk about today. And there are a lot of very good attorneys in this county. There's a lot of good family law attorneys in this county.
There are.
One of the things is you're not a family law attorney right now, and you could talk about some things in a different respect. I think you were always very honest. One of the things I like about Stu is I believe he's one of the most honest reporters in the state of California, in our county, without a doubt. I'm not going to even say what agency, but quite a few years ago, there was a request for me from someone in government to higher level government to give them the name of an attorney. They wanted three honest attorneys in Slo County. They weren't going to hire them as attorneys. This was something to, there's a lot of things government does. I don't even know what it was. They didn't tell me. They just said, can you recommend three really honest attorneys? And honestly, I couldn't. I thought about it for a while, and I called back and I said, can I give you two? And you were one of them, and the agency later called you. Stu never said anything other than I did get a call, and he was said never speak about it. He didn't. I don't know what they wanted from him, but there are, it's very important. When you have done quite a few things, you have a, and you're not a, we're both, I would say, considered seniors at this point. And when you have the history in the area and you understand the background, it's much easier than some others to talk about what is going on in the law and what is going on in legal matters. And part of the things that just happened, there has been an issue for quite some time, and it has to do with court reporters. When I had a criminal case, not a criminal, I had a civil case against me years ago, and the attorney I had for me goes, oh, court reporters are a waste of time. I was half a day into my first day, and another attorney, I think it was Jim Duno, said, what the hell, why don't you have a court reporter? And I said, they told me it was a waste of time. In the end, I could not do an appeal because I had one day without a court reporter. The Court of Appeals, I ended up doing a fraud on the court and going after them for perjury in the case, and they dropped the judgment. But that took me years and a lot of time and money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
But you know the issue with court reporters.
Well, it's very important. When I was a boy lawyer, there was a court reporter available in every court. It was just expected that there would be a court reporter available for every case. And nowadays, because of budgetary constraints, that's always the excuse. There's been statutes that have been adopted that provide for court reporters in, let's see, here's the statute. It's in this nice new case. Government Code Section 69957 authorizes the court to use electronic recording in some circumstances to save money instead of a court reporter. Most of the time, if you're in a civil case, family law is considered civil, even though it's kind of the ice hockey of civil cases. It's the kind of thing where you have to have a record. When I was a young public defender, deputy public defender, one of my good friends was a judge. I had a number of judges who were mentors, frankly. And there was another judge who I thought was doing some inappropriate things and violating ethics and the Constitution. And my mentor judge says, well, Stu, you know, if you think that this judge is doing something wrong, you can always appeal. But you have to have a record. If something's going wrong, call in a court reporter. Demand a court reporter.
And you have to have it for the entire time.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, about a month later, this judge did something that was, in my view, quite unethical. And it was all done in chambers. And so I called in a court reporter, and he'd met with everybody but the defense attorney and the defendant, and was ready to make his ruling. And so I called in the court reporter, and he got all red in the face and wanted to know why. And I said, because I'm going to ask you to recuse yourself because you've done an ethical violation. You've already decided the case without ever hearing any evidence or the defendant. And sure enough, he recused himself, sent me to a different judge. The next week, I tried the case, won the case, and won it on a Friday, got called into the public defender's office on Monday. And the head public defender, who was a good fellow, he said, you know, you did a great job, Jenkins. You did everything you were supposed to do. And I thanked him, and I said, and he said, but I have to fire you. And I said, what? Because the judge you recused looked through our public defender contract and found a provision I didn't even realize was there. Read your contracts, folks. And it said that if any judge in the court refused to let the public defender into his courtroom, it was going to void the contract and all 30 of the other people would lose their jobs.
So they were going to void it because of you. See, this is what people don't realize. They think judges are wonderful. There are some great judges. There are some very bad judges. And that's why you need a court reporter. You do not use a court reporter to say the attorney lied. You use a court reporter to show that the judge did something wrong.
You have to make a record, too, because the Court of Appeal can only decide errors of law or a failure in substantial evidence. Those are the two things an appellate court can do. They can't retry the case. So that's an example of when a court reporter is needed. But frankly, in any case, judges, there's great judges, there's okay judges, when I was...
And there's bad judges.
Well, and even some of them make good decisions now and then. But you have, what was it, the dean of my law school said, he looked out at this group of young would-be lawyers and said, those of you who get A's are probably going to end up being law professors. Those of you who get B's are probably going to end up being great trial lawyers. Those of you who get C's, you're more likely to become a judge. And then he explained why that was.
Why is that? I want to know why.
Well, he thought that folks who were C, academically C's, students were more prone to relationship building and therefore might be able to get an appointment from a governor or get elected to a slot or get appointed to be a court commissioner and then elevated to be a judge.
Yeah. So not that they're the best or the strongest, or they know the law the more and they remember the cases,
and this
but they're good at smoothing.
And there's plenty of judges who were A students. I just want to say that. And there's plenty who were B students, but the real place you learn the law is by practicing and getting into cases, and that's one reason. Frankly, if a young lawyer or even a middle-aged lawyer has the time and the commitment to an area they've never dealt with and researches it, and it's always down to the law and the facts, so you have to go investigate the facts. And that's one of the problems in the state as far as public defender contract counties go. And there's only a few left. San Luis Obispo is one of them. 80% of people in who are accused of crimes are actually represented in this state by public defenders. So, because they can't afford attorneys.
And that makes a whole lot of sense, because a lot of the people in criminal cases have those issues. But when we're back to talking about having the clerk recorders,
well, there's this.
You gotta have, they had a law here where if you were poor, you could ask for a clerk recorder and you could file for one.
A court reporter.
A court reporter if you were poor. Yeah. And a lot of people were doing that. But then we have another problem. You had people that didn't feel that they qualified, even though they didn't have a lot of money. They knew they couldn't afford it, but do I actually qualify for that? And then there was another, even bigger issue now. There aren't enough court reporters anymore. At one point, there were like 50 short in L.A., and then they were 100 short. So the judges, the Supreme Court on Monday, first of all, a group brought together a case, and it was family law.
Let's talk about what the case title is. It's Family Violence Appellate Project et al. Versus the Superior Court of Contra Costa County.
And the idea was, very often you have people going into family court, they're married couples, they're fighting over children, they don't know that they need a court reporter, and there's nothing more important than the family. Child custody, people lie, they cheat, you have attorneys that, I've seen attorneys be so disreputable in family court. I've seen judges making rulings for their friends. I think it's one of the worst courts. It's very unreported on. And the argument is you need to have a record because this is very important.
Well, there's, because I've done law since 1978 in this county, I've seen some changes. But the truth is most of the people who become a judge, they get appointed by the governor if there's a vacancy. A few are elected in contested races, but for the most part, that does not happen. And most of the people who have used all of those relationship skills that my dean was talking about in law school to get a governor's appointment think that the governor didn't appoint them. They didn't go through law school, so they could go through the collapse of somebody else's marriage and their child custody issues and the support issues. It's the last thing they ever want to do, because a lot of the content of those cases involves adultery, fraud, theft. A good marriage is based on trust and respect. Everything else is gravy. And you may have violence by one spouse against the other or against the children. And those are all tough things to deal with emotionally, and a lot of judges avoid that. There are a few who either get it foisted upon them and then realize how important that area of law is, and how years ago we had a very fine family law judge, Harry Wolpert. He was forced into it because the other judges didn't want him trying criminal cases. He'd been a very successful defense attorney, and they didn't want him trying civil cases, and frankly, they thought he was way too liberal. So they actually made him build his own bench in what had been a storage room.
So they were, and I do notice this. Mm-hmm. I notice you have both, you have the prosecutor's office, and you have the public defenders, and you have people that want to give very light sentences, and you have people that want to hang them high, and then you have the few that are in the middle. And you also have, depending on who's on the bench, you'll have some attorney judges that, oh, that's a felony, let's make it a misdemeanor. And then you have others that want that person charged way more than they should be. So it's kind of...
Well, but let's get back to the court reporter issue.
Yes.
As I said, it used to be that you'd have a court reporter in every court. There was just no question about it. So there was a record, because that way, if a judge made an error, then somebody could go to the Court of Appeal and they could show the transcripts, what had been said in court, what evidence had been presented in court, whether an objection to some irrelevant material had been ruled on properly. Just as an example. Sometimes you'd have a judge, he's passed now, but we had a fine lawyer in this county who had been in a different county down south, and the transcript showed that he came in and objected to something, some question, and the judge got upset with the objection and pulled out a 38. And
what year was that?
Oh, it's been a long time. And ordered him put in jail for contempt for making his objection. And turned out that the judicial council removed that judge after the lawyer was bailed out and freed, and able to bring his appeal. Well, he brought a writ, but similar thing.
And there are things that you can do when you have an issue, but you can't do them
unless
if you
have
don't
record.
Have a record. Mm-hmm. And again, I learned that the hard way. It was very tough, but I even find it more, I understand why family law, because of children, and the finances of a family. I find where that is very, very important. And this ruling is that if someone wants a court reporter and they either can't afford them or they're not available, there was already a law just for very indigent people, but now it's changed. And it's if you can't afford them or if there's one not available. The court has to do something. I'm going to have Stu explain what the court has to do when we come back after a word from our sponsors.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Sound Off. I'm your host, Karen Vealy. On Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, today I have Attorney Stu Jenkins. This first half hour, we're focusing on this. There was a Supreme Court ruling that changed the laws regarding recording in. Actually, there was a law for poor people that they would allow them to bring in a court, ask them to bring in a court reporter, but now they're able to ask the court to just tape it. So can you tell us what is going on right now?
Well, some time ago, the courts had persuaded the legislature to adopt a government code section that allowed for electronic recording in courts, and the State Association of Court Reporters sued because they said, wait a minute, we're actually mentioned in the state constitution, and we should be able to, the court should be required to bring us in instead of electronically recording the proceedings in a court, because lots of courts wanted to save money. They didn't want to pay court reporters. And so that eventually evolved into limits statutorily on what cases could have a judge-provided or a court-provided court reporter. And if you were indigent, then you might be able to qualify in some situations to get a court reporter brought in, even in family court. But for the most part, the use of electronic recording to come up with transcripts and a record was forbidden, unless the parties agreed to it and the court agreed to it. And of course, that also meant that all the courts would have to install electronic recording systems in their courts. So this particular case that you're talking about.
The one decided on Monday.
On Monday. Which,
by the Supreme Court of California.
Which is Family Violence Appellate Project et al. Versus the Superior Court of Contra Costa, basically cites Government Code Sections 69957. And here's, I'm going to quote it. It authorized a court to use electronic recording in limited civil proceedings. Those are basically kind of like small claims at this point. Misdemeanor cases and infraction cases. So in a felony case, you'd have to have a court reporter. But in a misdemeanor case, even though you might spend a year in jail, you didn't have a right to a court reporter. They could electronically record it. And then that it actually prohibited the use of electronic recording to make an official or unofficial record in any other case, including unlimited civil cases. Well, a family law case is unlimited. Everything is on the table. Your children, your pension, your house. There's nothing limited about
it. It's the biggest thing that will probably happen in someone's life.
Well, in law school, there was the big D, which was death. I do estate planning. That's why Eric Gorham invited me to your show today to talk about that.
And Eric was going to do the show today, and he ended up having some health issues.
But the little D is divorce. And it's just as much a feeling of loss for the people involved, and sometimes more, because, you know, if your parent dies, they loved you and you probably loved them, and you have good memories. In a divorce, you don't necessarily have those good memories. So this case basically said that if people can't afford a court reporter, this is what the case was all about, was can they then ask the court to use the electronic systems that are already in most of the courts, certainly in Contra Costa, and get their record that way of the proceedings? Now, there's some practical problems. You're here in a radio studio. You've become used to talking into a microphone. I have a radio show, and I've become used to talking into a microphone. Court usually has microphones. They even have cameras to record video of what people are saying and how they're acting and reacting in the electronic systems. But most people who are not schooled in how to use a microphone are going to maybe be sitting back in their chair, and the microphone's two arm lengths away, and they're trying to make their case and talking, and the only thing that is going to get picked up on the recording is going to be when they get mad and shout, which may not be the best record for them. So there are some practical problems that will remain for litigants who don't have lawyers, who are just in court on their own in a family law case. This would also apply in other civil cases if they didn't have a lawyer, or even if they did have a lawyer and they were on the stand.
And also, I think they were discussing during the Supreme Court case that this is not just about poor clients. There is a shortage in some counties, such as LA County, severe shortage. So you may have someone with money, but there's no court reporter available. And in those cases, I thought they were saying this should be allowed also.
I think they are. And so if there's not an available court reporter, they can use the electronic systems. Of course, this is a vicious cycle for the court reporters and the courts. If you don't hire them in court, nobody's going to want to go out and get trained and get the certificate.
The only thing is, I think it's going to be a lot nicer to have the court reporter there typing it and know you have a very good copy.
Yes.
And something that is usable. And they actually say, could you have the person spell that? The court reporter does more than just sit there. Can you say that cleaner so we know what you said?
That's right.
You get a better copy with a court reporter. I believe some will still want court reporters. We're going to take our top of the hour break, and we'll be back with more with Stu Jenkins.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.